Hello everyone and welcome to episode 18 of Tibble Nibbles. So last Friday I went to the new opening of Dirty Bones. So they have a new restaurant that's opening in Soho. And one of my friends got an email to say whether he wanted to go for lunch, because he's on their mailing list, whether he wanted to go for lunch for free. I had decided that I wouldn't take freebies on this podcast because I do feel that can lead to bias, because obviously you've been given something in return for your review. However, this offer was available to anybody who had signed up to the mailing list, so it wasn't because I was a reviewer, and obviously I'm hoping that nobody finds out that I'm a reviewer. So we went along, and basically in return for the free meal we had to provide a written review and any sort of suggestions for what we liked, what we didn't like, and sort of scored things like the decor and the music and the food and the service, which I thought was a pretty fair exchange. Part of the deal, we were allowed to have either a starter or a main, or a main and a side each. So what we actually wound up doing was we had a starter to share, we then had a main each, and then we had a side to share as well. In terms of drinks, so I had a Diet Coke and I had a butterscotch milkshake, which has a proper name, which I'll have a look up and tell you a little bit later on. What's the place like? The decor is very nice. It's quite bright. There's good lighting, which makes a difference. The music was really good and not too loud. So it was loud enough that you could hear it and you could sort of hear what was going on, but not so loud that you couldn't hear the other person talking from across the table, which was excellent. So what do we order for food? We started off with the hot wings, and then I ordered chicken and waffles for main, and my friend had the burger. So chicken and waffles is described: crispy fried chicken served on a freshly baked waffle with a shot of maple syrup. Our free range chicken is 6 hour brined and sous vide for extra tenderness and flavor, slightly pink when fully cooked. And then the burger is brisket and dry aged steak burger with black treacle bacon, gorgonzola sauce, pickled jalapenos, baby spinach and chipotle aioli. And then for the side we had crispy lamb fries, which is described as with crispy lamb, sweet miso, red chili and jalapeno. The hot wings arrived. They were £7 and we got 7 wings, which is, you know, a relatively standard price for anywhere doing wings in the centre of London. They were pretty good. They wouldn't make my top 3 or my top 5, I don't think, but perfectly reasonable. I think if I were to make any suggestions in terms of improvement, they could have done with a little bit more sauce. The sauce was really nice, but it wasn't quite coating. It was more sort of a little bit of a dribble. But also the hot wings themselves, the meat was really good. You could tell that it was really excellent quality chicken, but they could do with being just a bit crispier on the outside. The inside was perfectly cooked. The outside was almost crispy, and crispy in places, but not quite all the way through. They would be worth having again. And my friend had been to the Shoreditch branch of this and said that they're very similar there, so hopefully they will they'll make them a little bit crispy. That would be really nice. So my chicken and waffles were nice. Rather than having the standard breading coating that you get with most other, or batter coating that you get with chicken and waffles, this one was very much, I don't quite know what it was, but it's certainly more like corn flour style or semolina style batter, which I don't think there was quite enough of. Sometimes you do find that the coating is a bit too generous, so you have to bite through loads of it in order to get to the chicken. Here, I actually thought it was a little bit thin. It was very tasty. Again, the chicken was lovely, but I thought the chicken pieces were a little bit small. I thought that they could possibly be a little bit more generous. I got a chicken drumstick and boneless chicken thigh, which I thought was really interesting. And it was nice. The flavour was excellent. Chicken was beautifully soft. So I quite like that. My friend really liked the burger. He thought it was really nicely cooked. The bacon was nice. The gorgonzola sauce was the dominant flavour, apart from the beef. But he said it wasn't overpowering and it wasn't super, super blue cheesy, but really liked it. But the absolute star, without a doubt, were the crispy lamb fries. Take a look at it on the website. I've got quite a good picture of them. And it's super generous. So, sorry, let me just go back to the prices. So the chicken and waffles are £11, which I thought was a bit much for the amount of food that I got. And then the burger was £9.50, which I thought was pretty reasonable, actually. The burger was a really good size. Back to the crispy lamb fries. Basically, what you had was, so fries on the bottom with the sweet miso, red chili, and so the sweet miso sauce was on it. Red chili and jalapenos were sort of scattered on top. And then on top of that was basically cubes of lamb belly. Now, that was unbelievably good. Really crispy, beautifully cooked. I love lamb. I think it's one of my favorite flavors. And when you bit into it, you got that little shot of really, really well rendered lamb fat, and then you got onto the taste of the meat. And the portion was absolutely enormous. We split it between two of us, and I think that was the thing that filled us up. I think had that proportion been a bit small, I'd have said the meal itself was a bit small, but they super filled us up. The best thing that we had by a long way, and one of the best things that I've eaten, you know, on an individual item basis. It's certainly in a burger place for a really long time. I was so impressed with them. It would be really nice if they could do something else with them. They have a taco section. They do a short rib taco and a grilled fish taco. Doing that crispy lamb in a taco would be just unbelievably good. So that was really excellent. I thought the service was really good. Everybody was really friendly. Things were bought in pretty good time. The waiting staff were attentive. We had tap water and they were really good at filling that up and making sure that we had enough. The drinks we had, unfortunately, I can't remember what the milkshake was that I had, and it's not on the website, but it's basically the butterscotch one. And that was really nice. It was very rich. You got a butterscotch flavour. It wasn't too sweet, which I think sort of butterscotch and caramel things can be. The only thing, again, I thought was
for the price, which is a fiver.
My favourite milkshake place is Blue's Kitchen, and I think they get the same size glass, but you also get the remnants of the silver pot that they make the milkshake in, which is probably another half a glass at least. I'm not sure whether having more than the standard glass would be a little bit rich for that milkshake, but I don't think it would. So the portion there did feel a bit small. But I certainly left there feeling full but not uncomfortable, which is pretty rare for me. Normally I eat until I'm absolutely bursting. And we did sort of look at each other when we ordered, thinking, well, a main, you know, a starter and a main or a main and a side is not going to be enough. But actually it was. The interesting thing was is we did ask whether we could order more, because there were some more things that we wanted to try, but they actually said that their system was set up so they couldn't take any money for food at all that day. So that was last Friday. So today is the 25th of April, and they actually have a soft launch, so 50% off all this week. Definitely worthwhile going and trying out. It's a good solid place to eat dinner. If I'm in Soho and I'm passing, it's certainly somewhere that I would look into going to. I don't think I would make a special trip to go. To be fair, to have the crispy lamb fries again, I would probably consider actually and just go there and just to have that, because they were super nice. That's the review for Dirty Bones. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've got any comments or anything you'd like to say or any suggestions, you can reach me on the website, which is tibblenibbles.com. You can reach me on Twitter at tibblenibbles, which is at tibblenibbles, or you can email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com. The next review I'm going to record in just a moment. I probably won't put these out at the same time, but I'm going to another soft launch tomorrow, so I want to do a review of that, and I'd like to get these two out before then. So on Saturday I went to the, I can't remember what it's called, the Brunch Spectacular or something like that, at Yauacha next to Liverpool Street Station. Keep your eyes out for that when hopefully it'll appear on your feed soon, and I hope you have a lovely week.